Interesting thing to note, number one. Steps are not something we do alone. They're written in the plural, and that's because we do them together. We really do. It doesn't say, I admitted I was powerless. It says, we admitted we were powerless. I knew I was powerless for years, and all I felt was despair. But if we're powerless, there's hope, because I'm no longer unique. There's a connection. The steps are written in the plural. Number two, they're written in the past tense, because these are things people actually did. They're not saying, try to do this, or this is what you should do, or these are the things you ought to try. That's not what it says. It says, here's what we did. If you follow the same path, you too can recover from alcoholism. And they're kind of familiar with 1, 2, and 3, and I'll talk about those next week. But we get to this great big thing with 11 and 12, namely God's will, whatever that looks like, prayer, meditation, and spirituality. I will not clarify those issues this evening. I want to talk about them a little. They're big issues. These are great big questions. There is lots of room for shades of meaning and opinion here. There was a justice of the Supreme Court named Felix Frankfurter, who was on the court, I guess, in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, and FDR put him on. And he was a strict constructionist. And his theory on the court is a good one, I think, for a lot of issues. He says this, number one, there are issues about which reasonable people of goodwill disagree. Just that statement alone is mind-boggling to me. Because when I think I'm right, if you disagree with me, not only are you wrong, you're stupid. But what I have to remember is that there are issues about which reasonable people of goodwill disagree, and a lot of them concern God's will, spirituality, prayer, and meditation. There are lots of ways of doing this. That's the point I want to make. I'm from a Roman Catholic tradition. I'm from a Jesuit tradition. My mother was Swedish Lutheran. So it's kind of a Christian background that I approach a lot of this with. And one of my sister-in-laws, who is a psychic, maintains I was Jewish in my last life. So there's that too, and a real fascination with things rabbinical, and a fascination with things Buddhist. And I mean, that all interests me, and I've looked into those kinds of things. And I think I found a lot of common ground. Also lots of disagreements, but lots of common ground. So that's how I kind of approach this. Okay? Some people don't like that approach. And if so, that's fine. But it's the one that works for me. So I want to just make a quick... One of the great spiritual teachers, when you talk about spirituality, the book I read said, you know, it's interesting, Jesus never talked about the spiritual life. Jesus just talked about life. I think that's a brilliant insight. What I hear people do on the program is they talk about the spiritual side of the program, or the spiritual side of me. It's not a side, it simply is. When we're talking about spirituality, we're talking about our lives as women and men. We're talking about our lives as human beings. And there's a 4th century mystic by the name of Irenaeus who maintains, and this is one of the foundations of my spirituality, the glory of God is the person fully alive. And that's what recovery is about. It's becoming fully alive. It's coming to. It's waking up. It's participating in. And this is somehow just charged with God. My approach to it says, when I'm dealing with the human and the humane, I'm dealing with the spiritual. It's the same stuff. This writer I was reading said, there are four basic things wrong with the human race. I love people who come up with four basic things wrong with anything, you know. Or there are two kinds of people, you know, those that put people into kinds and those that don't, you know, things like that. I love that. The four things wrong with the human race, and see if any of these apply to you, to know if you're a member. Number one, we don't trust God. Number two, we don't like ourselves. Number three, we don't like each other. And number four, we're really convinced that money and power will fix us. Those four little insights talk about my life from day one. Okay. So if that's part of being flesh and blood, my spirituality, my life has to recognize those. And if I get into my recovery, and if I'm going to have a spiritual program and attitude, I had better have a spiritual program that deals with my relationship to God, my relationship to myself, my relationship to you, and where I find security. And if it doesn't deal with those things, it will not help me. Just won't help me. Spiritual life. Life. Okay. The 12th step talks about this spiritual awakening, which was a real controversial phrase in early AA history. Because a lot of the early members were from an evangelical Protestant school or experience. And their idea of the spiritual awakening was the revival. And the come on down, you know. Don't you feel different? Born. I mean, it's the very strong emotional stuff. And for some people, this is their experience. And it's valid. It works for them. Hooray. It is not my experience. This is why they have a chapter in here, or the appendix on spiritual stuff. Appendix number two, because they had to try to explain this to people who did not want to be revivaled. And they say, a lot of us have the spiritual awakening of the educational variety. And that term awakening is what my experience, I start coming to, you know, came to believe. I start noticing things are different. My world begins changing. Maybe nothing concretely, but my insides do. The first morning that birds no longer shout but sing is a spiritual awakening. The first time I feel curious is a spiritual awakening. The first time I get interested in something is a spiritual awakening. And frequently it has very much to do with flesh and blood. See, there's a kind of a notion, and it doesn't make sense to me. But that if we get real spiritual, we don't pee. If I get real spiritual, I won't have headaches. If I get real spiritual, I will not be caught in traffic. You see? This is not true. Spiritual people who consider themselves spiritual get to stand in line at Safeway with everybody else. You see? The difference is they will hate it less. That's the difference. The Buddha, on one occasion, the Buddha talks a lot about enlightenment. I mean, in the spiritual traditions, this is a term. Born again, enlightened, converted, saved, that there's all kinds of ways of trying to deal with this. In Alcoholics Anonymous, we don't talk theory, we talk experience. And that's what saves my life, because we talk experience. And what happens with us is all of a sudden, one day, you who were a hopeless alcoholic and junkie who could not stop using for any reason, all of a sudden, one day, you don't use. Something falls into place. It's not just figuring it out in your head. Something falls into place, and the world is different. Enlightenment. The Buddha says, what does a person do before enlightenment? You know, what do you do? And the Buddha says, you chop wood and you carry water. You know, you hold down your job, you pay your taxes, you talk to the in-laws, you feed the kids, you show up for work on time. That's what you do before enlightenment. Chop wood, carry water. Then the Buddha says, all right, what do you do after enlightenment? You chop wood, you carry water. See, there's an attitude that says, being that I'm spiritual now, I should be above all that. Dear IRS, I'm a spiritual person and I don't have to pay taxes this year. You see. It's not true. We get to follow all the rules. This is what I mean by being flesh and blood, and this is a spiritual program, and that means it deals with human issues in practical ways, God, self, each other, and security. Our whole attitude to money and power. I think if your spiritual experience is like mine, I wake up very slowly. And I believe that slow is real. Now, I've changed my whole life 180 degrees lots of times. And it never stays. I'm a vegetarian today. Well, talk to me Saturday and we'll see. You know, I don't trust fast. In my drug usage, one of the reasons I didn't do much Valium, I did do some Valium, but the Valium I did, I stole, so I don't think that should count, okay? Wasn't my prescription. The reason I didn't get into Valium is because it took 20 minutes. And I like fast. And that's one of the very nice things about bourbon is it's fast. You know it's going down and your whole life gets better quick. At least for a few years.